That's debatable.
Hey, hey, welcome to That's Debatable. I'm Trey, and this podcast is all about arguing with people for absolutely no reason, because that's what I do in my everyday life. I thought I'd bring it to the world. Today, I've got somebody that I know is going to beat me in an argument, and somebody that I know is much dumber than me and will never beat me in an argument. I've got Jenna Owens and JC. Which one of you thinks you're the winner, and which one of you thinks you're the much dumber one?
I better be the damn winner. Okay. I'll turn off your mic.
I think Jenna's noise over there says she knows what's actually happening and that she's the smart one. And the JCs.
But, you know, smart people take the high road.
Fun fact, Jenna and I had similar SAT scores.
Oh, really?
In your face.
What was your SAT score?
1310.
This is out of the
1600. My second time, my first time I didn't score that high, but second time I got 1310.
Out of 1600, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jenna?
Yeah, same.
Same one?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I think I did like a 1640.
That's pretty good, Trey.
Out of the 2400 scale.
Oh, you did the second scale, though.
Yeah.
The ones that raised it.
Yeah, I didn't do great. Good enough to get into a state school.
What you should have done is gotten around 1500 and then just not mentioned that it was the higher scale.
That's a good point.
That's what you should have done.
That's really smart.
You should have dumbed it down.
Anyway, I'm not the smartest man in the world, but I do feel like I can win the argument today. Traveling is what we're going to talk about. I personally hate traveling. I can't stand getting on planes, can't stand planning it out. There's no place that I want to go that's worth the money to get there and stay there.
So you love to take advantage of this one life we all have?
Yeah, I'm happy with where I am. I don't need to see other places. Jenna, I know you went on a big vacation recently. Where did you go?
I did. I went to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico with my best girlfriend for our week of spring break. And I love Mexico. It's one of my favorite places to go because it's convenient. I mean, it's, you know, a 2.5 hour flight. So door to door, you're like on the beach in just a few hours. And I love it. And I love Mexican food.
JC, what was the last vacation you had?
I think we went to Playa.
Yeah. Do you ever take vacations with the family? Do you? I know you've got two kids and a wife. Do you ever take vacations?
Yeah, but if we do vacations with the whole family, I either go back home to see more family.
Right.
So I'll go back home to Mexico City, or we go to San Diego. Vacationing with children is not really vacationing.
That's another reason I don't want to travel, is because I know there's going to be children on that plane. There always are, unless you're going to like Vegas. But so getting on to the plane, how early do you show up to the airport?
I got to say something, Trey. So I understand that some people don't like to travel. So for me, I agree. I don't really like that process either. I'm terrified of flying because I felt like I almost died in a plane crash once, so I have to medicate a lot. I do not like flying, but I will never let it get in the way of going places because it's the destination. Like when I'm somewhere across the world that's very cool and I feel like I've had a great cultural experience, the payoff is worth it, if that makes sense. Airports are a beat down. Everyone agrees on that. But if you have nowhere in the world you want to go,
nowhere,
and you're really fine just like sitting at home,
yeah,
then you don't need to travel.
Oh yeah, I want to go see the Eiffel Tower. Google it.
Boom.
Easy enough.
I mean, it looks the same in the picture.
How could I possibly get anything more by standing in France after an 18-hour flight looking up at this very tall metal structure that I couldn't get from a Google photo?
Exactly.
So you're fine living and dying in the same place.
I'm fine, yeah. I mean, I kind of like driving a couple hours, maybe going to the river or something.
That's the thing. If it doesn't do it for you, then...
Exactly.
Who cares, you know? Like, skydiving doesn't do it for me. I have no desire to do that. So, like, my life will be complete with no skydiving.
Yeah.
So how early do you get to the airport?
I do an hour before the flight takes off. Even on international flights, people say you got to get there 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I get there an hour before because regardless of if I'm traveling internationally or here in the States, you're doing the same thing. I'm not going through customs here in the States to leave.
Right. So you get there an hour ahead of time, you just hang out and sit around and like watch stuff on your phone? Do you read? Do you chase your children around? I don't know why people get to the airport so early. I never travel,
by the way. Well, it's required, you know, and if there's long lines, you have to check baggage. Yeah. And to be safe, you don't want to miss a flight that you just spent a lot of money on. So I'm not super early, but I would definitely tend to be early than late.
Here's a my perfect airport experience is arriving an hour early. Line is not very long. I get through TSA and all that stuff. Go grab one beer, drink it, walk to the gate, and it's already loaded.
Okay, I like that.
I don't drink because it mixes poorly with my anti-anxiety flying medication, and I don't want to have like a bridesmaid airplane incident, but I get a couple of magazines, definitely some Cheez-Its, and then some sugar. You know, I have to get the snacks and a bottle of water. So I have to get up on the flight and pee a ton.
So there's stuff to do. You got little errands that you have to check off.
Yeah, airports have gotten fancy. There's spas in the airports now.
Oh, really?
There's Starbucks. Yeah, they're chock full of good stuff.
They have nap rooms now. You could pay. I don't know how much they are. I've seen them, but you pay like $15 and they have a little knapsack you can go lay down on and sleep.
Yeah, the seats, a lot of them. You get one with a charger so you can get juice for the flight.
The nap room is just a bang room.
It's mostly businessmen that go in there by themselves and
want to. Sometimes show you have long layovers in airports when you're flying across the world.
Okay.
I haven't seen a couple go in there and do the boom boom room.
I do want to try to figure out how I'm going to Chicago in May. And I'm trying to figure out how to make it into the Mile High Club. Do you think anybody's ever actually done that?
Yeah, people do it, but it's obvious.
On a commercial flight, not a private plane? Really?
Yeah.
How have they done this?
Jenna went on to Dubai, and they said that those planes, you can shut your cabin.
Oh, that one's easy.
Oh, okay.
That one's real easy. I'm talking about a three-hour domestic flight. I don't know how it's
possible.
Here's
how you do it.
Trouble.
Here's how you do it. You get up. You never go to the front bathroom, okay, Trey?
Okay.
You go straight to the back bathroom.
Got it.
The people in the back don't really pay attention much. They're mostly sleeping because the motor, it puts you to sleep.
Gotcha.
You go there about 2 minutes prior to the other person. You go in the bathroom, shut the door. If somebody comes up at the moment you're in there, you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to lock it. They'll leave. Your significant other shows up 2 to 3 minutes after, opens the door, shuts it, they lock it. And then you have the room
for
really
yourself.
Tight
what if we had a secret knock?
You could have that as well.
That way nobody walks in. Now, the other thing I was thinking, what if we got in like a fight? So we get in a fight. And then
that happens. It's awkward.
But no. I mean, like, we're planning it out. Like, we get in a fight about something stupid and she's like, I just can't take it. And she goes to the bathroom. And then I'm like, honey,
I'm sorry.
Just let me in so we can talk. Now, you think that we could pull that off?
No, don't draw attention.
Don't draw attention.
Because people are going to see you go in the bathroom and they're going to be like, oh, this guy, I know what he's doing.
Okay. So
fake fighting.
Whenever you're buying your ticket, if you're not on a Southwest Airlines flight, you got to like pick which seat you're going to go with.
Yep.
I know no one likes the middle seat, but do you pick the aisle or the window?
I like the window because I like to lean my head so I can nap easier.
Okay.
I like the window, even though I have to get up a lot to pee. The big dilemma is like, do you go crotch to face or butt to face when you're getting out?
And?
You know, if it's a cute guy, I face him.
Yeah.
Now, does that have anything to do with your own like, I think that the front part of me looks better than the back part?
No, I think it's just more intimate, and it's like kind of a, I'm not talking like full boobs in the face, but like hair, you know, like my hair will smell good, and I just feel like it's much more feminine than just like shoving my jean butt in his face.
I'd rather go up front first because I don't, you know, you don't want to give him an airplane butt.
What about once you get to your hotel? Are you worried about the cleanliness of it? Does that ever go through your mind?
Yeah, but I just deal with it because I figure everyone else does too.
As a child, my mother wouldn't let me take my socks off because the floor was so dirty. She was like, no, there's just stuff all over the floor. You got to leave your socks on the entire
time.
Were
you in a hostel?
No. It was like a, you know, a generic name of a hotel followed by a number.
Oh, I've passed out on hotel floors in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I've woken up, and you look under the bed, and they miss stuff.
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah, they miss stuff.
I was so sick on one of the last kids trips that it was kind of one of those, like, toilet trash can situations, and I fell asleep on the cold bathroom floor in the hotel. It was a good bathroom floor.
Yeah, the hotels at Disney World were awesome. Like, I've never been in a hotel that nice. Normally, I'm slumming it, to be honest with you.
That's why you hate traveling.
Because
once you get a taste of, like, the good life, like a good hotel, or you have, like, a good trip somewhere and the weather's great, then you're like, all right, I can do this.
I gotta find myself a sugar mama.
That's what you need.
Kara, if you're listening, make more money and take me somewhere really nice.
That's your girlfriend?
Yes, it is. All right, so you're at the hotel, and do you take stuff? Do you take the little bottles of
I take the shampoo and the lotion.
I don't. I normally pack like right at 52 pounds, which they'll let me in with, which is 2 pounds over than the limit before you get charged.
Has there ever been anything as you're going into security that you've had to throw away through the airport, going through TSA?
When I was a kid, I had to throw away a lighter.
Okay.
I was carrying it for my grandma.
Lighters. Yeah. No, I haven't gotten busted.
There was this one time when I was a kid that we were worried about how clean the hotel was. Because, again, it wasn't the nicest place in the world. And so we had stripped off all the sheets, like, just to see if it was clean. We had brought our own, like, blanket and stuff. I realize it sounds weird. But we had brought our own blanket, our own pillow and stuff because it was a gross motel. And there was a blood stain, like, in the shape of a person on this. I was like 7 or 8, so I may be making some stuff up a little bit, but in my mind it was like a person that you see a chalk outline, but it was just filled with blood.
Now it makes sense why you hate traveling.
Ooh.
Oh, that's awful.
We're getting into some psychology stuff now.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to learn why I don't want to travel. I'm going to Chicago, Jenna. I know you're from that area and
lived in Chicago for a bit. What are you doing?
All I know is Navy Pier. We're going to go to Millennium Park?
Millennial Park,
Millennial.
Yeah. Millennium Park.
Millennium Park.
Right. There's the bean.
Okay. That's basically it. Just a couple of touristy things. I didn't know if maybe there was something fun.
False. Yeah, this is the thing. I actually don't, like, I've been to New York a dozen times, never went to the Statue of Liberty.
Don't do the touristy things.
You don't. I mean, Navy Pier's all right if the weather's nice in Chicago, but you're a huge sports fan. I mean, you would love going and seeing Wrigley Field and Wrigleyville, the whole area. There's such cool bars. I mean, even if you're not a Cubs fan, that's a really classic Chicago thing to do.
Soldier Field is pretty cool, right?
Finding quirky things to do. You know, you want to go live like a local person. And I know you're not into shopping, but there's a Wiener Circle is awesome. It's a late night food spot. And
Trey Saturdays usually.
These huge tattooed women that look like Allen Iverson yell at you swearing, and you have to yell your order at them. It's an incredible experience.
Okay.
It's very overwhelming. Really good late night drunk food. Those are the kind of things that are fun, and it's a fun experience with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Then you have memories and inside jokes later.
Cool. JC, do you do the touristy things when you go places?
Yeah, I tend to do the touristy things because I figure I'm probably not going to come back ever again.
Do you like to get like trinkets? Do you get souvenirs for people?
No, I don't. That's the one thing. I won't get them because I know where they go. They go in the trash or you don't ever look at them again.
I've never understood why people want a souvenir. Like, here's a memory of my good time on this trip.
No. Magnets maybe for the fridge, but I don't put stuff on my fridge, so I don't buy anything.
Plus, I've got a weird name. Nobody has a Trey license plate or a Trey shot glass.
Yeah.
They all have, I got to get a Richard, which is my real name, and nobody understands. So
that's your real name?
Richard Lewis Peart III. I sound like a king. Yes, I know. My name's much classier than I actually am.
So you're
am.
A dick. Who would have known?
Dick Peart.
That's the easiest joke. And also my grandfather went by Dick. But everyone has made that joke that I've ever told my real name.
Which is why you don't go by Richard?
I'll go by Richard. I don't mind. So my grandfather goes by Dick. My dad goes by Richard. And I go by Trey so that we don't all turn around and look at the exact same time.
Gotcha.
And you go, hey, Richard.
So there's nowhere in the world you want to go. Like, you don't care. Like, for me, a bucket list is South Africa. And go on a safari. I mean, you don't have anywhere that like kind of piques your interest.
I kind of want to go to Australia, but I know that the animals there are going to murder me.
Oh, the spiders? No, it rains spiders,
dude. They're going to for sure. I was talking to Dominic Monaghan.
So you're a scaredy cat.
A scaredy cat of things in Australia. For the most part, I'll go and pet. Well, see, that's the catch 22 is I really want to go to Australia. It looks beautiful. It looks fun. I like how the people talk there, but the animals terrify me. I could go to the middle of Africa and like pet a lion and not be scared of it. But like jellyfish that can kill you and kangaroos will mess you up. I was talking to Dominic Monaghan about this on the podcast too, but they will kill you if you go and mess with them. They're like giant raccoons that are as the size of JC. They'll stare you right in the eyes.
That muscular one.
Yeah.
You gotta punch him in the face.
They kick.
Okay, listen, we also talked about fighting a wolf on this podcast as well. It's ridiculous that you think you could take these animals.
There was a video of a guy who punched a kangaroo in the face and saved his dog. He didn't. He looked like a regular dude. Looked just like you.
I'd kill you if you did something to my dog.
Exactly. That's why he went up there and just popped the kangaroo in the face.
What's the weirdest place you think it is that people are like, man, I really want to go to, like, Russia does not sound like fun for me.
I've had friends go to Russia and they say that it's a beautiful place, but it seems very strict and cold.
My little brother's adopted from Russia and my dad said it was great. I just don't see there's no reason to go at all. It's
I don't have a big desire to go to Russia.
Where's your family origin? Where are you guys from?
I'm going to assume from the color of my skin that we're like Irish and British just because I'm so super pale.
So wouldn't you want to go to England or Ireland and check out where your family and your relatives come from?
Trey would love London.
Those are getting a little closer because they are English-speaking countries. Like, I don't need to go to Mexico where you can't understand me and I can't understand you.
It's pretty English there.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to That's Debatable. It's brought to you by, what have we been talking? Oh, okay, how about hotels.com or...
you give your own sponsors.
I'm just trying to come up with people we can email here in a minute and see if they'll try to sponsor
it. Oh, okay.
It.
Travelocity?
Travelocity, we'll see if they'll do it. That Captain Obvious guy, maybe he'll help us out. Okay, cool, so it's brought to you by them, and then we'll see if they'll send us some money.
The Australian Wildlife Foundation.
and visitflorida.com, yes.
Follow That's Debatable on Twitter. Debate_that and follow me at On The Tradio. It's like radio but with a T in front of it. You guys have enough followers. Do y'all want to plug?
No, we're good.
Cool. Thanks for talking with me, you guys.
I love it, Trey.